Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Puppies, wine, and snacks. And we have some puppies.
Well, the dogs are at home.
Wine and snacks, we do.
We do have wine. I love these little, like, to-go-zy plastic cups. This is what you get when you go to, like, a Rays game.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a lid.
I remember.
You are like a child, like myself.
Yeah. I remember actually when they were on Shark Tank, like originally.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And everyone was like, that'll never work. And then one person bought in.
That'll never work.
And they were like, we're doing it.
Booze on the run is always a good idea. And then we also have goldfish.
With a cover? Are you kidding?
I think it's great.
I'm Katie.
I'm Kotlin.
There are so many things that we need to discuss in all of the Bravo things. So I was telling you that I went and got my pumpkin spice latte on the way here.
You pumpkin savvy woman.
I know. And I was listening to the Watch What Happens Live podcast. And I didn't watch. We're not caught up on Married to Medicine yet, but we're going to be for next time.
True.
And I was just telling Kotlin, I was like, dude, this show is so good because it is like real. There is some like real life grown up nonsense that happens on there. A lot of the women, you know, they were dealing with infidelity. You know, Dr. Jackie had to deal with her husband Curtis cheating on her, but they're still together. And then Dr. Simone filed for divorce, but then on the reunion, she retracted it.
Right, right.
Crazy.
They like made up on the reunion.
No, and like Andy said, he was like, that like blew my mind.
Right.
But Quad's story was that her husband Greg went out to a club and then met some girls and then ended up in a hotel room and then she was like extorting him.
That's right. That was last season.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I guess like on like this episode, like they're going to talk about it this season more about how this woman like, you know, was trying to blackmail him and get money from him.
My goodness.
And he was saying that nothing happened. But now this woman was saying that like they were going to have sex, but they didn't have protection. And then they did other things. I know. And it's like all on the show. And I was like, oh, my God, Married to Medicine. It's, I mean, like, I feel like it's going to kind of, like, make me sad, but I mean, it's just, like, it's so intense, and I love Quad. Well, so she filed for divorce.
Well, I mean, come on, like, what do you expect, right?
Like, why, what, like, you're an idiot if you're going to put yourself in that situation of going into a hotel room. What, are you going to go into a hotel room and just, like, play Uno?
I agree. And that's what they were saying on the reunion last year, is that all the ladies were like, why put yourself in that situation if nothing ever happened? I'm putting that in quotes.
Lying.
Right, exactly.
Lying. No man is going to go into a hotel room with another chick who's not his wife.
Right.
Just to hang out. Whatever.
It doesn't work like that.
Lies and deception.
What do they say? If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck,
it's a duck.
Probably is.
Or as Vicky Gumbelson says, if it smells like a skunk, it's probably a skunk. What'd you talk about,
Puppy
OC, first?
Lepew.
Let's talk about OC.
Okay, let's.
Where do we pick off from? Oh, they're
it was
golfing.
The end.
They're
the
golfing.
Golf. The birthday golf trip.
So, like, Kotlin texted me and she's like, did you watch OC yet? She's like, Tamara is so drunk. And I'm like, what is she? Well, then when I watched it, I texted her back and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
She was so wasted. Yeah. That didn't even sound like her voice. She
no,
was so
that's
drunk.
What I mean. When they get drunk, like, especially Kellyanne and Tamara, they get so high pitched in their voices that they're like, like, you could definitely tell that they have had a
so
few
Tamara
minutes.
Was really sticking to her guns about, why was she mad at Shannon again? Can you just, like, make
well,
this clear to
hidden.
Me?
Well, it's hidden. It's hidden. She was mad because she was, like, in the moment. She was like, don't make it about you. But in general, she doesn't want Shannon to make it about her just in all of the above. Because, remember, like, she's been going to Tamara for everything, and Tamara doesn't think it's reciprocated. So, right there. Then, again, she's like, you're making it about you. And it was, like, completely something separate.
And Shannon's like, oh, my God, I was just, like, saying that I had a crappy marriage, and Shane reminded me of my crappy ex-husband.
Right, yeah. She said, like, one thing, and she didn't even say abuse.
So Tamara is planning a party for Eddie. And might I say, I love a red theme.
I know. We haven't seen that.
No, they always do a white party. Everyone does a white party. But
we get,
like,
it, Pete Eddie.
I know. I was like, I've been very into, like, the red theme. So she's throwing a party for Eddie for his birthday. He's turning 40. She's doing red, hearts, you know, his
everything.
Heart, problems, blah, blah, blah. How do we feel about the kind of like the fight between Tamara and Eddie about inviting David? Because Shannon's going to be there.
I know. And I feel like they should have talked about that beforehand before Eddie just assumed that he could invite it, knowing that they would probably be in the same room. But I don't like David Bedore, so I'm okay with him not being invited. But at the same time, I understand where Eddie's coming from because they're friends.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I was talking to Abby about this, and Abby was all about, like, David should have been able to come. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this.
Okay.
Because here's what. You guys were friends with the two of them together.
Right.
And David is being a POS to Shannon.
That's what I mean. That
so
part I don't agree with.
He is aggressive. He is not to be trusted. She doesn't feel safe around him. That's
true.
The problem. If David was just like, chill.
Right.
But
right.
David has no chill.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree with
and
you.
And I get that, like, David is Eddie's friend, but so?
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. He's being punished.
He is being punished. And Shannon didn't do anything wrong.
No.
So she should be the one that rightfully is invited.
That's
first.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Screw David.
I'm with you.
Dork. And you know, if he would come, he would bring his, like, ding dong girlfriend.
Yes. With their matching tattoos.
I know, with their middle finger tattoos. So I don't know.
And
I was on Tamara's side with that one.
I was too, except for that shirt, damn it.
The striped shirt?
Yeah.
You look like a crayon box from the 70s. I was like Ryan from like, he's like from like,
on the other
in
side
a
of the
corner
room.
On a windowsill, right. Shouting out insult.
Well, anyway, sorry. Yes, I'm with you with agreeing with this because I don't think that David should ever be around anymore in the vicinity
of anyone. Like ever. I don't care. Like Eddie, you can go on runs with him or, well, you can't run anymore, but whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Take Pilates together. The other scene that I wanted to talk about.
Wait,
what?
Are we getting to the good scene?
Well, I was just going to quick talk about the scene. I felt so bad for Gina.
I know.
Those kids are insane.
I know. But she handled it really well. Like, regardless of whether cameras around or whatever.
Like, well, and I kind of like, I thought Vicky was really sweet to her.
Yes.
We rarely see that side.
Yeah. Well, I guess she could empathize, and she explained because she raised Brianna and Michael all over.
See, I feel like if I would have been there, even though like I would understand, like that would just be like crazy child overload, and my face would have been like, oh, and she was kind of there, just sort of.
True, and I think probably reminds her of her grandchildren too.
Totally,
you know. So she's like, hi, like she was like cute with a little girl, and she was twirling the spaghetti. It was very sweet.
I thought it was very sweet, and I thought she was very supportive, and she didn't make Gina feel stupid.
I'm happy that she didn't,
or like
she shouldn't.
Because who was the other person? Hold on, I'm going to shut this door really quick. Who went over to Gina's house and was saying about how wild her kids were?
Emily, I think.
Okay.
No, it was Tamara.
It's like, I didn't get that vibe from Vicky. I don't feel like Vicky would go back and be like, oh my God, Gina's kids
so
are
either.
Out of control. She doesn't have a handle on it.
No, I think what red flag Vicky saw was just the fact that something's going on between the marriage. Like, she was getting that vibe not, something's not right.
You can also tell so much that like Gina is like a season one housewife because like and I noticed this like
tell
when
me
they
why. I love
when
this.
They did the first shot of her house. Excuse me. Okay, you have three little kids running around and they are high energy.
Right.
She's got candles going. She's got champagne flutes. She's got like the decorative tray on her bed. I remember the first season. First episode, she had like the candle in the bed. I was like, no way.
No way.
This is not real.
Yeah.
This is the setup. BS Housewives of OC.
Well, that's like you go back and you watch the old Beverly Hills Housewives. Remember when they had them like the very first shots were like them waking up early in the morning with barely
full face
any. Yeah, exactly.
They were like eyelashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After prep.
I felt bad for Gina and
it's just gonna get worse and I feel really bad because I don't think she means any like I like her. I don't think that she means any like wrong. But with her marriage starting to crumble, we're seeing.
Yeah. Sure, let's just get to the party because the party
let's do it.
Okay, first of all, I like hate myself for how much I was just like, holy crap, Tamara looks amazing. Hair.
Oh, you makeup. Hate yourself because
yeah.
she looks so great?
Because, like, Tamara's just kind of, like, bothering me this season, but I just thought she looked
so... She bothers
so
me every season.
Good. Her hair and then that jumpsuit and her makeup, and I was like, yes, yes,
well,
with the nude lip.
She has the title, whatever. She's, like, the hottest housewife in OC or whatever. She...
Is she?
That's what she proclaims, okay?
Well, I think Kelly's the hottest house.
Yeah,
so we're just going to put that out there.
What I'm saying is that she is a very attractive person. But her insides don't match her outsides.
Yeah. I mean, she, like, her and Shannon make up, but it's because, you know, God forbid Tamara, like, doesn't have a handle on the situation. Like, she can't be the center. She's not the center of attention, so she's going to, like, you know, put Shannon in her place.
Yep.
Make her, like, look, feel like an a-hole in front of everyone at the golf course. and then just be like, you know, like, you're not asking me about me.
Right, right. She handled that really improperly.
Yeah, she was just being, she was being a brat.
Totally. So we get to the party, right?
The party.
And immediately Kelly's uncomfortable because Steve's there, Vicky's boyfriend.
So I didn't know like any of this happened. So what? So Steve talked to Page Six, and this was about the whole like Michael dating Vicky's friend. And
yeah,
Steve was like, you know, I don't care. I don't see why Kelly cares. They're divorced.
Right.
Well, Steve, that's not the point. And you know that.
No. But when Kelly like finally got, she was like, she was trying to figure out how she was going to go approach the situation with Steve. And Shannon was like, well, delicately. And she did not handle it
I'm shocked by this.
Kelly has a few drinks and she is raring up.
So she like goes over and she's, you know, she goes over to Steve and she was like, you know, like, what's up? Like, why are you talking to the press? And he's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And like immediately she's flustered. You can tell that that's just like, that like just triggers her because she
was trying to get him to say it. And she, when she had to be put on the spot to say and tell him what it was that she was coming across.
Well, the thing is like, he knew what he was saying.
Of course. But that's just a tactic. And it did. It threw her off her game.
Well, and like, where did I see that? Like Steve's like, oh, I don't go on social media. Well, that's not true. He has an Instagram.
Yeah. What did I see though? That like, apparently he follows like a ton of random people.
Oh,
and then
he's a bot. He has
them.
A, he has like a bot to get more followers. Like that's not what someone does. I mean, I care greatly about social media.
Me
and
too.
I don't know if you like some like cornball tactics like that.
No, same.
I don't know. I was kind of surprised. I thought that maybe he would have like given her a fair and
I
honest.
I thought so too.
But he was kind of a dick about it.
Yeah, he was not. I was, he like, was like closed lips too. Yeah. Like, just not giving her anything.
I was, like, getting, like, major Peter from Real Housewives of Atlanta vibes. And I was like, is somebody coming for their orange? So, like, Shane, Emily's husband, is standing next to there, too.
Yes.
And, like, he's, like, chiming in. And I'm like, oh, dude.
Not good.
Abort, abort. Like, bad move. And then, so, like, what does Kelly call him?
A twerp?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A dork.
A pussy.
Yes.
A bitch. Little bitch. Yes. Little guy.
Yeah.
And that's when Emily is like, wait, what are you talking about? Oh, that's my husband. And she, like, Kelly.
And she, like, has to say it, like, she's like, that guy over there, that guy over there. And Emily has to look, like, three times. And she's like, wait, are you talking about my husband? Like, totally did not think that was the same.
Kelly's like, she thought she was talking about Steve.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's your husband? That's your husband?
And then Emily gets pissed, obviously. And then she's like, don't say that about my husband. But then it just like escalates and escalates. And then she ends up saying that she's going to kill her.
Yes. That's how it ends.
I do not understand that. So what do you think is going to happen?
I think she's going to kill her.
Do you? I just like don't get that Emily-Shane dynamic.
I don't either.
Listen, this is what I'm going to say
he
about
Emily. He
definitely
wears the pants in that relationship.
Yeah, some people are in relationships where they like where they aren't showered with attention. I am the polar opposite. I want all of the compliments. Like, I think Emily's like a hot piece. Like, this is what I decided. She's like, I get Khloe Kardashian.
Right, you said that.
Mixed with Jennifer Coolidge. And then there was one more.
Yes.
Damn it, I had another one. But, like, I think she's, like, super pretty. And
I think she's pretty, too.
She comes out in the jumpsuit, and he's like, yeah, cool.
I know, he is. Very, and she
care.
Like explains it like as, oh, my husband is the most sarcastic and dry person on the planet, blah, 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 blah. But like, at what point are you like, give me something?
That just sounds like a lot of excuses.
I agree.
Whatever.
But that can only work for so long. How long have they been married for?
Yeah, 9 years, I think she said. Hmm. I don't know. I do think that Kelly was out of line for calling him a bitch and a dork and a twerp and a pussy. But I mean, I did laugh. I'm not going to lie.
Me too. Because she's just Kelly in the way
she's just
talking about
up.
It. Yeah.
And like, although Emily, I think, could like physically maybe give Kelly a run for her money, Kelly's insane. So she would like rip her face off.
It's true.
And wear it out of that party.
Right.
Oh my God. Can we talk about Eddie's modeling photos?
Yeah.
I was dying.
She turned those around. And I was like, that hair. And like, it literally didn't look like a real person. It looked like a, like, you know, like those like
art pieces where they like cut out like pictures. It's like, you know, someone's eyes and then someone's body. And
I wish we had like old like audition tapes ready.
I'm sure those are somewhere.
We'll have to go.
He was in theater. What else? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, well, the tease for next week is that Kelly blows up Vicky's spot, saying that Steve is only dating her for Vicky's money.
She's such a bitch.
Kelly. She just comes for it.
What was the other thing? Another like Watch What Happens Live tidbit. You know, that's like with my hour-long commute to and fro every day. It's literally, I'm so happy that Watch What Happens Live is back. I'm going to write a strongly worded email. I can't.
No, they cannot take off for summer.
I know. It was like the entire month of August. So I was listening to, what was I listening to? I would listen to like some of like my other favorite Bravo podcasts, but then I listened to a lot of RuPaul, which RuPaul and Michelle Visage, they are very, it's like funny, but also very inspiring. So just a little fun fact if you want to listen to RuPaul.
All right.
Somebody called in or they wrote in about Gina and her marriage and they were like, was there infidelity or something like that? And she was like, no. And
I thought there was.
No, what she's saying is that it basically, like, they got married really young and that she's really, like, sticking to what she said where she was saying, you know, like, when we were together in our Long Island bubble.
Right.
And then we are out of it. And then the further away, she's like, we just realized that. She said, what did she say? Death by a million paper cuts. So what she's saying is that there wasn't another person, but who knows?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
She hasn't even seen the apartment that he had in LA.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like,
for all she knows.
Literally, like, unless he has a heart of gold. I just literally, like,
heart
don't
of gold
trust
just works
people.
All the time. I know, me too.
I don't trust no bitch at any moment.
I know.
So I don't believe that. But I mean, if that's what she wants to say, because I don't know. I mean.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe she's holding the integrity together for whatever reason, the children.
It's got to come out. The truth always comes out.
It's true. So you might as well just tell it from the beginning.
I know. Just say it.
Yeah.
Shady ass.
Blast him up.
Shady him on LA apartment. All right. What is anything else? Do you want to move on?
Yeah. Let's move. What would you like to do next?
I don't know. Just pick one of your cards. You're the one that actually takes notes. I just like, these are my mental notes, which obviously they work very well.
Let's do a little Dallas.
Yes.
That was a pretty good episode.
I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it start with?
It was basically that we're all back. They had all left Beaver Creek. And so Carrie went to Wyoming and Stephanie went to Italy. And then the rest of the housewives were basically back in Austin.
Got it.
In Dallas, of course.
So we've got the scene where, Leanne, I have been researching extensively to find out what in the F happened to Rich's eye. I can't find anything.
I can't either.
I don't think, so he had to like retire from police or whatever he
Not
did.
Not because of the eye.
Oh, I thought it was because of the eyesight thing.
No, I think he was retiring anyway.
Maybe it just like coincided.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he works
I'll
the
look
eye
into
patch.
It.
I was like watching it this morning and Sean comes down and he was like, why is that guy wear a patch? And I'm like, oh, he has like his eye is damaged. He can't see. Sean's like, that's cool. I was like, is it? And he's like, yeah. He's like, for a guy to be able to wear a patch, he's like, that's the dream. As he said, the dream.
The dream?
The dream to wear an eye patch? I was like,
maybe a Gasparilla.
No, this is like 24/7, 365.
Okay. That's new to me. I'm to go ask Chris.
Leanne and Rich. I want to know what Chris has to say about that, if it is the dream. So they're talking about, you know, when are they going to get married? And honestly, like, I don't really see why Deandra just gives a crap. Like, why are you so bothered?
I know. I think the same.
Like, I just thought that was so, I don't know, like, I didn't like her last season, and I really don't like her this season.
I feel like she'll be an interesting character to watch because now with everything that's happening with the business, like someone that comes from so much money.
I care about the business,
I think it's interesting because you kind of want to see what people look like and act like when they don't have so many financial funds backing them.
It must be difficult for her, you know, because a mother-daughter, you know, sometimes they're
like very
jealous.
That mother-daughter duo, though, oh my gosh, that
sometimes
is the living hell.
Jealous of each other.
Imagine like, having that
what?
Conversation
if
with my mother.
My mom said,
I know.
No, that wouldn't even happen.
And my mother would never say that.
Could you even imagine?
No, I wouldn't.
Jealous of, like, get out of here. So anyways, like, I didn't know, like, why Deandra was like, you know, don't you think that I have a happy marriage? You know, why do you think that you don't want that? I'm like, girl, just because this isn't on your timeline doesn't mean it's wrong.
You're exactly right. And when they were sitting at dinner, like, I was waiting for this conversation to happen because when she had posed in the previews and it said, well, maybe both of us are not broaching the date topic because neither of us really want to get married. And when he was like, no, I wouldn't have asked you if I didn't want to get married.
Yeah, I just felt bad that Leanne had to come up with 10,000 excuses for them. Like,
I know.
I'm afraid of divorce. He's got a weird eye, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like all this stuff. Like you don't have to, Leanne, you never have to make up any excuses.
Rich cracked me up because do you remember when he, after he, had, where she was like asking him all these questions and he goes, look me in the eye.
I know, in the eye. Singular.
I was like, that's so funny.
Rich is a boss. Rich is a boss. I like it. So anyways, he was like, yeah, we're cool. So they're going to end up getting married.
When she went back to Deanna and told her this whole conversation, she posed it incorrectly because he had said after, like, asked her again or whatever, another engagement wasn't really. It was just like, yes, marry me. But they should have talked about the fact that he said, well, the date will happen organically if we start the planning.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's an excuse, but she never told that to Deanna.
Deandra. I don't know. Some people just like to be engaged for a little bit so they can just like get off her jock.
Well, now she's going to start the planning, so
whatever.
Hopefully they will get married.
So now we've got the scene where they're at Deandra's house and Leanne comes over and they're like, you know, like, mm-hmm. what did you think of the trip? And Leanne's right. all, you know, they drink crazy, you know, but I, you know, so Deandra and Brandy are cool now.
Right.
They're and friends. Leanne, you know, and Leanne prefaced it, and I thought she was very fair. You can tell I'm a huge Leanne fan. I'm like so biased. Where she's like,
I love Leanne, but she doesn't always just have the meter on point.
Well, I mean, like, I enjoyed that old Leanne is coming back a little bit this episode.
That's what I mean.
We'll get to that in a moment. But she's saying, like, just be careful of Brandy. You know, I've been stung by that before. You know, I know you guys are cool, and, you know, I'm only warning you because, not because I'm jealous. That's what she said, allegedly.
Right.
But because I have, you know, faced the wrath of this before.
But here's the thing. Leanne has to watch what she does, especially with Brandy, because Leanne has burned people too. So there's right. kind of a two-way street.
But this is like
here.
New Leanne this season. Right, well, she's got her little dingy dongy, like
her bowl.
Not her bowl.
Her bowl.
Bowl. Bowl. Bowl. Bull.
Your ball have horns.
So anyway, so we have Deandra's birthday. That chick can drink. I counted. So when
the
her
shots.
And Brandy went to that super fancy, which holy balls, $2,000 for a pair of cowboy boots.
I know.
What was Deandra's total? Like $4,500 yes. or something?
Yeah. And that necklace alone cost $1,300.
Well, she didn't buy the necklace.
No, I know. But
so she bought a hat, a stupid, ugly belt buckle.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it wasn't stupid, but it was ugly.
But they're from Texas, too. So that stuff from Colorado can go right back to Texas, and they can wear it all the time.
Oh,
us
Lord.
Floridians. Not really sure.
It's just so expensive. Anyways, she did, like, 5 shots of tequila. And then, like, just waiting for people to come over to her house, Deandra is, I mean, like, I have to give it to her because I was like, I could totally go out with you because yeah. we would get wrecked.
That's why her and Brandy are such a good duo.
Like, hit my tooth on the microphone. And then she had like 4 shots before anyone even came over.
I thought when she was like coming out with the shots when people were showing up at her house that she was going to take one with every single person that showed up.
But didn't she though?
I don't know. We only
she
saw the
like
Cameron
4.
One.
She took one with Cameron and then she took one with Leanne.
Okay, I didn't see that one. All right.
Lord.
I know. 2.
That was a lot. She could, girl could
So maybe
him.
She did. Maybe she
Slow
took
clap.
One for everyone.
I know a few of these.
And then their beer bongs. Brandy is something else. She just shows up with a beer bong.
Oh, she brought the beer bong?
Yeah, she brought it in that bag. So she came from Dallas to Fort Worth with a beer bong in her bag.
Can you bring a beer bong into a bar?
I don't really know what the rules are in Fort Worth.
Like, Deandra and Brandy are totally up each other's butts. Mm-hmm. Brandy ends up buying that.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Necklace that Deandra didn't buy for herself because she was like, I'm just really trying to save my money, so I'm only going to spend $4,500. So Brandy buys her the $1,300 necklace.
Yep.
It's like so funny because you can just see them ping-ponging back and forth whenever Deandra and Leanne are fighting.
Yeah.
Brandy's making faces and rolling her eyes.
It's true.
And whenever Deandra and Brandy are talking, Leanne's faces are just so, she's like a cartoon
character.
Doesn't
want to have it. I know. She has very like accented facial expressions.
Well, that's like her friend too, you know. My cable was kind of going in and out.
Was it?
So I saw them going on the mechanical bull.
Okay.
I saw the necklace being exchanged. Oh my God. And that was the other thing I was going to talk to you about. They hadn't even gotten there yet. And they were like in that van.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what a weird moment when they were talking about when Deandra like, you know, stuck a cake up of her butt or whatever.
They will not get off that.
I know. Well, it was
weird, but like, let's move on.
Well, and like, you know, Leanne's like, let's just say that you're never going to do that again. And then Deandra's like, you know, sometimes I just have like a silly side. And then Brandy got so weird and real. And she was like, well, I like it when you just really let go and don't care what other people say. And like, it was just so like, what? And I was like, see, I know you're trying to start crap with Leanne. I'm like, you made up at your baby party, but not anymore.
I don't think either of them believe it.
No way.
They both don't trust each other.
Because now that like she's all buddy buddy with Deandra. Then, you know.
Yeah.
I think she just wants to needle Leanne.
Well, did you hear the conversation when they were at the bar in Fort Worth after they had done the bull? And Leanne was talking to Brandy about how she said, well, when you're a Westcott and a Simmons, you have a certain place in society and you're being judged constantly. So you have to act a certain way.
Yeah, well, that's what Cam has said. And that's what Deandra has said. So. And then Brandy's like, yeah, well, Leanne is just saying that because she really thinks that she's like on their level. I'm like, I don't think Leanne ever said that, dude.
Right. Exactly.
And Cameron was like, I didn't bash a baby. I'm kidding. I love that everyone's wearing like jeans and flannel and she's coming in like Little House on the Prairie.
Her floral
painted
dress.
For the gads. So then what happens? Because like I said, there was like storms last night. So my like Frontier was in and out. Or yeah. Not my Frontier, my truck. And at what point was Leanne like humping the floor?
That was after the conversation. Oh. So then they continued to turn up. And the dance floor is like right there. And that I think that was like the most like contradicting thing. It's like Leanne was like, everyone has to act a certain way. Blah, 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 blah. And then she's literally humping the floor. She first humped Deandra.
Okay.
Giving her a lap dance, like jumping on her lap.
Oh, see, I didn't see that part.
Over and over and over again. And then it turned to the dance floor. And then she was on the floor, like four paws, whipping her hair like a dust mop.
I like to look in the back and see how many people are watching their antics.
Me too. I love that too.
Like, I don't even care what they're doing at like, that point. I'm like, what is that guy think?
I know. And all the cameramen, of course, are like shooting to watch other people, like especially when they did the beer bong too, because everyone was like, what's going on over there?
I totally thought Leanne was going to throw up. Was that, she was like, do they add those sound effects? Because that seemed like really extra.
I don't know. It did seem extra, but Leanne could be extra too. Knives no. for hands. We have some below deck.
Ooh, below deck, below deck. So awkward.
So awkward.
So awkward.
Good.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. I like it when they do it like a Watch What Happens Live. They don't even give them like
a real set.
We're going to give you a bar stool. But I feel like they let them drink on the Watch What Happens Live one. And they don't let the ladies drink during like the regular reunions.
You don't think that they drink at all during those reunions?
No, because I, big shocker here. I think I was listening to like Andy Radio. And they were saying that like a Top Chef reunion, like season one, they got totally hammered. Because they were just giving them countless drinks. And there was like this one chef that was like completely out of control, like got blackout drunk. So I think they limited them after they ran out.
Got it.
Maybe it was like a producer. Somebody who used to like.
Some rotten apple spoiled
like,
it for the bunch.
Yeah, do like Top Chef for Project Runway when it was on Bravo, like back in the day. But now it's back.
Now it's back.
All right, Hannah and Conrad are not back together.
Nope.
They were not back together. Like at the second they walked off the boat, they like hooked up.
We are not going to Prague.
Hannah like totally regretted it.
Of course she did, but she fell in love with him.
No, I like regretted hooking up with him.
Oh.
Because she was like, God, I could have just like held off.
Well, she did it the last night on the boat.
Well, she did it and she was embarrassed because of the cameras. That she didn't,
of course.
She's not embarrassed that she did it. And she also said that like one of the main reasons she had that anxiety attack was because she was thinking like, oh my God, these cameras are getting this. What are people going to think? I was like, I kind of thought you were like this bad bitch that didn't care.
She's not.
She's very, you know, like concerned about her
appearance.
Yeah, her appearance, which I would be too.
I mean, of course, but that's not the way that she tries to portray herself, which, again, the insides have to match the outsides.
I really wish that Jamie would have got more camera time.
She was just sitting there the whole time.
I thought she looked amazing.
She did look gorgeous.
Jamie Kardashian.
Like, when everyone else would, like, talk sometimes, I would just be staring at Jamie.
So, we know that Brooke and Joao are no longer together.
Nope.
Although they tried to be together for a while, for, like, 3-4 months after they got off the boat.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the whole time, he had been keeping in contact with Casey, man. Casey was calling him out. He literally, like, do you guys, like, not have these kinds of things in Zimbabwe? He seemed so, like, shooketh. Like, he was trying to be very slick and play both sides.
No, right.
He was...
Not at all.
Deer in headlights.
It didn't work at all.
Deer in headlights.
I think he thought he was a lot slicker than he matured enough and then found out that he's not. And when he got emotionally invested, that's when he realized, well, reality's hitting. I'm not a slick Rick.
Started crying.
And tried to walk off the set.
And then, like, went over in the corner.
Yeah, because that's where they come on, I think. So I think he thought that he could, like, go back out. There's nowhere to go.
I know. I was like, where are you going? You're supposed to, like, come, like, towards the camera.
It was, like, with his hand.
He was, like, hiding over the corner. I was like, well, this is weird.
And then at first, like, Andy's, like, come back. And he didn't come back. And I'm like, you're just going to stand there?
Crazy. Like, Brooke's like, I didn't know that you were still talking to her. Or she knew that they were talking. She knew that they were talking, but she didn't, like, I mean, like, seeing that show after the fact.
I would... I mean, she
and, like,
was
Joao
so...
being like, you know, oh, hey, Casey, if you wouldn't have gotten up, you know, it would have been you.
Right, right.
It's so disgusting.
Right.
Could you imagine? That would be such a punch in the stomach.
100%. You would think he was straddling the line. He was. And Casey tried to say, well, you know, we were just friends. We were friends. But you're friends maybe now, but all of the stuff previously does not make it look like it's just friends.
Yeah, and I don't think Casey's innocent in this at
all. Not at all, because she wanted to be in Brooke's place.
Well, and maybe not even that. She wanted some vindication. She's probably that girl who always has girls like on, or I'm sorry. She always has guys like up her ass.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a pride thing, you know? So it was like, well, I'm going to hang around and I'm going to prove that you would have picked me over Brooke.
Well, she did a good job because it's true.
Like, I just thought it was really like, you know, have some integrity, girl. Like,
I'm with you.
Like, leave it alone. Joao is obviously a piece of trash.
Yeah.
You know, let Brooke deal with that. That's someone else's problem.
Yeah. But why do you also want a piece of trash? Do you know what I mean?
She doesn't want him, though. That's the
thing.
No,
I know. But I'm saying, like, why even need to push it that far?
Because she wants to prove
that
she is...
That's a lot of effort
for
nothing.
Is. But some people, when their egos are bruised, they will, like,
Right. You're right. They will.
So that's what I think. I was just kind of, like, grossed out by the whole thing. I felt really bad for Brooke, and I'm like...
Mm-hmm. But she's better off now.
She should date Colin.
Oh, Colin.
The unsung hero.
He really is. He really is.
Good family guy.
God, I love
funny.
Colin.
He has great teeth. I don't know. Was there anything else about Below Deck? I'm trying to think.
I was thinking about Colin because we could keep talking.
I know. Let's keep going. Nice arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam was boring. They barely focused on Jamie.
That's what I mean. They needed to dive in harder on Hannah. I feel like they went way too easy.
Yeah. So Flipping Out, I want to know your thoughts on this because I was texting Colin. So the new season of Flipping Out started.
Yeah.
We know that Jeff Lewis and Jenny, who is the godmother of his daughter, Monroe.
I know.
And they're no longer friends.
Not at all.
Do we have any more developments on this?
The last it was that she reported him.
She reported him. Okay, go into some more details on
she
this.
She reported him to the production company and Bravo. So the production company that
And said
Bravo
he was what, like abusive, like emotionally abusive?
Like employee abuse, like in the workplace.
Like, why would she report it to Bravo? Like, Bravo doesn't run his...
Because this is why.
Yeah.
The later update was that Jeff Lewis came out and says that Jenny doesn't work for Jeff Lewis. Jenny works for Bravo. So she comes in, and this is how it's been for multiple seasons now. So she works directly for Bravo, comes in when they start filming, and then she leaves when they end filming. So that being said, she doesn't work for, like, she can't go through workers' comp. She goes to who she is hired
through.
Who she
gets a paycheck from.
Yes. So that's Bravo, and that's the production company.
Dang.
Yeah.
So she just now noticed that Jeff Lewis is like...
I know. Thank you.
Like, you've been friends with him for so
right.
long. Like, I was saying...
Like, it's because it's never been directed directly at her all the time, I think. So maybe now, because of the dynamic that changed that we now see in the first episode, because of the fact that she left, she went on maternity leave, she comes back, she's not even really an employee, she's only there 3 days a week, and he's really running his real life business. So
right.
he needs clients, or excuse me, he needs employees that are going to be there for him 6 days a week or
so are you
12
Jeff
hours
right
a day.
You sound like you're very Team Jeff.
I need to see more.
Because he has an assistant. Like, Tyler is his assistant.
That's what I mean.
Oh, God. I can't tell you guys like how
I feel bad
much
for Jenny. Don't get me wrong. I do.
It's just like such an uncomfortable environment. Like,
it is.
If he does, I mean, I know that they're doing it for the show, but it's just like, why can't she just be like a friend who comes in for like drinks or dinner? It's just, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, because
that he cannot hide the fact that he does not want her there.
I know. Like that first episode in the
like,
car.
I don't know why he's pissed at her. Is he pissed at her because she took maternity leave?
I know.
Like, what is his, like, what is up his butt? That's what I don't understand. I don't know.
Maybe it's because he's trying to see. I think that that's what's going to unfold throughout the season.
Something must have happened.
Something happened. Because right now, we already see in the first episode that he is, like, so petty. And the way he does it is so petty. Like, in the car saying, well, Jenny, your role is now going, Jennifer. He, like, well, Jennifer, your role is now going to change.
But then didn't he say at lunch that he was going to give her a promotion?
A promotion, but no of the accolades to go with it. Just a better title.
Jesus. I would have such bad anxiety working for him, and let me tell you why. Number one, the uncomfortable silent lunches. Number two, the uncomfortable silent car rides. Number three, what are they doing so late? Tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I refuse to believe that not, like, at least 75% of that room isn't just, like, sitting on Facebook or texting their friends just because, like, he just likes to have people around him. Like, what are they
I agree. When you said that to me the other night and then I watched the episode after and they were just sitting around. Like,
doing what?
Nothing. In the sense that they were just talking. So, and we know this, like, that he's always had his offices in the houses that he lives in. So he has no boundary, none whatsoever. He needs to blur the lines because, like you're saying, he needs people around him.
It's just like crazy. It reminds me,
like, I'd love to know
when I was in college.
Real friends he
has. I don't know. I would say a lot.
Like, real friends aren't associated with work or clients.
It reminds me of this job that I had in college where I had to work. There was like an office like Veterans Affairs. So, like, you know, like my dad's a veteran. So, like, you would get like your student loans through there.
Nice.
And I had to file. And I hated that job so much. My body was like a knot of anxiety. And I remember just like listening to music and like silently crying as I'm filing because I hated it so much.
But was it because of the people or you just hated the job?
I just hated the job. I hated everything about it. It was just so freaking monotonous and boring and I wasn't doing anything. Yeah. That's what it would feel like sitting in those cars in that LA traffic.
Yeah.
I feel like Jeff could save so much money if he just streamlined his staff, but I think he likes to have a lot of people.
No, he
around
does,
him,
and that's
he can
why
afford it.
The producers even asked him. He's like, "Do you employ people to set you up for success?" And he's like, "Maybe right now, because he doesn't look for employees that are going to take him to the next level. He doesn't surround himself with all like amazing workers. He surrounds himself with people that he thinks are flavorful.
Yeah, like his like chill group, like Danny Diamonds or whatever.
They're like dancing monkeys to him almost.
Well, that guy he hired is like his driver from Vegas. So
right." Franken, what's the other guy's name?
Somebody Diamond. Tim.
It was Frankie and Paul.
Frankie Diamond.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
It's crazy. Well, I don't know. I mean, I can only assume and hope that Jeff and Jenny, like, I mean, I
there's
know.
There's no coming back from this.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
So what was he saying? Like, you know, like her reporting him for abuse that could like destroy his business.
Yes.
But everyone knows how Jeff Lewis is, so this isn't a shock. That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
but we don't know what he was reported on. All we know is that the allegations were cleared. It could have been something a lot worse than we even think.
To be continued. Dun, yes. Dun, dun.
But I'm so happy we know this. Here's twofold. I'm happy we know this going into the seasons because you can kind of like analyze it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But secondly, did Jeff put this out on his podcast because he wanted to sway people initially on the season for him against her?
Maybe.
You know? Like, put it out
well,
there
like
right now.
Well, like, has Jenny made any comments? Is
no, she has totally taken the high road. Like, even on Instagram, he put, like, a premiere picture of, like...
I saw that.
And, like, X'd out her face. And then her premiere picture is just, like, herself and one of the other workers in, like, the office, the blonde girl.
We'll have to talk about more on that next time. Yeah. Are you going to miss Real Housewives of New York?
Of course I will.
I just want to know.
Long hair is back in. Thanks to Sonia Morgan. Now I'm seeing it everywhere.
Long hair?
Like really, really long hair. Like all these housewives that
had short
hair, they all now have long hair again.
Oh, Sonia, and she's in Paper Magazine.
Yep.
And she literally looks so much like Kim D from Posh. Real Housewives of Jersey. I like said it to you. I was like, Kim D, is that you?
Vibes.
She looks so thin. So what is Sonia promoting? Is she promoting her like clothing line or something? I don't even know. A handbag?
What do you promote in Paper Magazine? Just yourself,
that's
right?
That's crazy. So who else has long hair?
Stephanie Hallman.
Dorinda? No. I hate Dorinda's hair at the reunion.
I cannot imagine Dorinda with really, really long hair.
I like it when her hair is like, you know, remember when she had it almost like platinum? Mm-hmm. And it is like sleek. It is like so like sleek and vogue and chic. And I'm like,
but do you like it where it's like really to the head with her? Or do you like it like a little length?
No, I kind of like it when it's like really short and sort of like blown back.
Yeah. Blown back.
But like
Carrie Duber does that
she
well.
Needs to slap whoever did her hair for the reunion because that looks.
It reminds me.
And Andy was lying when he said it looks good. No, it looked like a Lego clip-on hair. You know,
it does. Oh wait, what is that? Like it is the Lego clip-on.
Like, are you saying it like a femba?
Like Aqua? Remember, I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Plastic.
Whoever and like the color was off. Poor Dorinda. That was just an injustice. But yeah. I still love Bethany's makeup. Has Bethany made any more comments? She posted the picture of, I have a hippopotamus,
yes.
Do you?
Right. And that was because of, what is that? Did everyone go to the therapist recently and they're talking about this?
The hippo.
Yeah.
What is that called? Hippo.
Hippo.
I mean, I wouldn't even know what
Leanne
it is.
Leanne has it too.
Who does?
Leanne. She went on and on about her hippo thing.
People just like feeding them BS.
Right.
Because that's the first time I've ever heard of it. That's
me
like
too. And now I've heard it from two housewives.
Rich person nonsense.
Yeah.
It's on that, the like, circle.
The rich lady convention.
The therapist circle. Yeah. Their group chat. Yeah, I'm going to miss New York. But what else do we have coming up? We need to talk about Shaw's. I don't know. I can't really remember. Shaw's was like so long ago. I can't even remember.
Yeah, the last Shaw's that we had was the bridal bath.
Oh my God. MJ was so hammered and sloppy. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
And like, I thought Tommy was being a dick.
I know.
Which, he was so sweet.
I don't understand why he's not going to wear a wedding ring. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's, so I know plenty of guys who do construction who are,
all right,
firefighters.
You're exactly right. My father doesn't wear a wedding ring.
Wait, what now?
My father doesn't wear a wedding ring for that exact reason.
Oh, okay.
But he wears another ring that like symbolizes it. That's like the Clotta.
Yeah.
Like, he had it like custom made and it goes on a different finger. But, so I understand, but like just to say it the way he did, I felt like,
yeah, like I mean, he's just like I don't like it. It's clunky.
Yeah, I'm like, that's
well, then
not
just
an
be
excuse.
Like, hey, I don't want to lose a finger. Well, I don't even know what Tommy does for his job. Does he do
exactly?
Construction?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well then, if you don't have like a physical reason that you would like literally like your hand would suck into a machine and chop
exactly.
off, and you'd have a nub.
Right.
Then you have no excuse.
I agree.
And I just felt bad, and he was like late to the party.
Yeah.
He just came back with such like a rude attitude. I'm like, so what happened? What happened in Vegas, Tommy? That's what I would say. Because I would be like, something's different about you.
And it just got worse from there because then when they were opening the gifts and they got into that tiff because Mercedes was like talking about her assistant and how she's like,
yeah,
like sent from God, an angel.
It was such a good support when her dad was sick and stuff.
Right. And because, like, this is not good foundation to
and
start
he was like,
marriage.
Well, that's because she gets paid. I was like, that was just like ugly. That was just like mean and nasty.
Unnecessary.
And like in front of everyone, like how embarrassing. Like, what's your problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was twofold, too, because he was like, well, what about me? Because she didn't mention him, but they were already fighting, so that's why she didn't do it.
Oh, my God. That would be, like, such a wrong move on so many levels
but
if Sean tried to pull that stuff
in
with me.
In front of everyone like that?
Yeah, and plus she was, like, super hammered anyways. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot. I felt bad for her because she really wanted it to be fun and nice. She, like, rented that house, and he just had to come in with, like, a crappy attitude.
I know. And Reza has it right, though, like, in the sense that her father just died. She's trying to get married in a month.
Right.
Like, there was one other. They moved houses. They moved.
Well, and like I can only imagine that. Like, did she already like pull eggs? Because you have to take a bunch of hormones before they like if they're gonna do like in vitro and they have to like harvest the eggs or whatever. However you say it, I'm probably saying that harvesting. They're picking eggs, Easter egg hunt, basically. I mean, you're like all. I don't know. I just felt bad for her. I just thought he was being rude.
I'm with you. So
did Nima do anything? I hate.
What about
Nima?
I was just gonna say your favorite
freaking
person.
I hate him.
Yeah.
He would work at some, like, I would do, like,
marketing company.
Yeah, like, we do, like, videos for, like, social media and stuff. I'm like, you would. He sold his white Lexus. It was so upsetting.
I know. You knew that was coming. So this is what really kind of shocks me, and we'll see you next week, is that Adam doesn't know about the $500,000
no,
check.
No, we know that he doesn't know because Reza
right.
said that when he was like, oh,
right.
this is to, like, buy our baby.
And he finally tells him next.
A baby.
Like, tonight in this night's episode.
Oh, my God. That's not going to go over well. I feel like Adam like puts up with so much, and I love Reza, but he puts up with a lot with between Reza and that whole like circle of like crazy people.
I know.
I mean, he got like hit. Didn't like Gigi hit him?
Yes. That party. Yeah. Like came out swinging and like
when they read the apologies. And she was so, oh God, that was a great episode.
I had to laugh so hard though when Reza was talking about the check and he was like, well, in the Persian community, like if I had married another Persian, like we would be high-fiving right now that I invested in another, right? Now what deal did you make? But I married a white boy.
Poor
it's
Adam.
Not the same. Well, I'm ready for Vanderpump to start again, even though we haven't heard of a premiere date, but they've
be so
wrapped everything.
They did, they wrapped?
Yeah.
What was the end party? You really do like a big...
Yeah,
end
it's
thing.
Tom.
Was that picture when they like pulled up and they had that sidecar? Or didn't they have a sidecar?
Actually, I don't think that's the wrap. I think they had the wrap party after that. Oh. That was the opening and that was just like during the season. And then the wrap party, though, is later on at Tom Tom.
I'm like really excited.
I know.
And then you said that Lala and
Randall.
Randall and Rand. They're going to be on Flipping Out.
Yeah.
And they're engaged.
Yes. Both.
You know what, though? The thing is like, we may, like, bust balls, but she adores him, and mm-hmm. from what I've heard, and people who have seen them out in public together, he adores her, so.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for them.
Yeah,
the one I don't care, like, I wouldn't mind, even though I don't think they would do it, I wouldn't mind a Lala Randall, like, happily ever after show.
No, this is what I'm ready for.
What?
Lala on Housewives.
Oh my God.
Because she said a long time ago that will be the first time that he ever shows up on camera, is if she goes on to Housewives.
God, and remember, like, when she was, like, so trying to, like, put herself on Lisa Vanderpump's level at the reunion, yeah. and Lisa was like, SWAT!
She's like, wait, calm down.
SWAT! And I was like, but what if
How
she's a
Housewife? How awesome would that be, though?
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. I think that they should do it.
And they arrive 100%. On the PJ. All right. Well, then what about, like, a happily ever after followed by?
Can we just, wait, hold on. Can we just do a little preview, though? What I have seen?
What?
Is it apparently with Beverly Hills Housewives?
Yeah.
Dorit adopts a dog from LVP and gives it to another shelter.
Now, there's no coming back from that.
Nothing coming back.
Lisa will literally, like, delete her from her life. I would.
Yeah.
That's
like,
horrible.
Do not mess around with dogs.
I love that video of, where were they? Where were they? Shoot. What? Were they in Mexico? And that lady comes behind Dorit and she's like, where's my money?
No,
did you see it?
No, I did not.
So PK... like owes somebody money.
Yeah, he's being sued.
Well, it was a friend of those people who are suing him. And this woman, she's like, has this like screaming Australian accent. She's running behind Dorit being like, no. Well, you need to pay my friend back. I mean,
wow.
It was, you look, when we're done with this, you
okay.
look it up. Because
wow.
Dorit is literally like looking behind.
Was it like a TMZ video or something? Like completely caught off guard?
I think so, but it was like, remember when they were posting the pictures and it was like Denise Richards and
yeah.
Lisa Rinna was
yeah.
there and they were doing the bikini pictures. It was that vacation.
Funny.
All right, well, I guess that's it.
It is.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Oh my
Bye.
God, my butt is stuck to this chair.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.